今天早上我倒是非常喜欢诗班严肃的表情。
This morning, for a change, I actually appreciated the solemn expression on the choir's face.
因为当我们讲到 soldiers of the king 的时候，我们实在知道这不是一个儿戏，不是一个开玩笑的事情。
Because it is not a joking matter when we say we are soldiers of the king.
当我听到他们唱的时候，就想到我们中间属于主的人都是主的精兵。
As they sang, I was reminded that those of us who belong to the Lord are also soldiers.
今天早上特别想到一位主的老兵。
I especially thought of an elderly soldier.
一辈子在主的国度，在主的军队里面忠心的侍奉主。
Spent almost his entire life serving the Lord in his army.
要来的这个礼拜四是我们的王志牧师90岁生日的日子。
This coming Thursday will be the 90th birthday of Reverend Wilson Wang.
我们感谢主，在过去将近20年的时间里，王牧师成为我们教会的顾问牧师。
We're very privileged to have him in our midst as an honorary pastor for the past 2 decades.
圣经说，上帝以恩典为这个以恩典为年岁的冠冕。
The scriptures tells us that the Lord uses grace as a crown for our age.
每一年我们在感恩节的时候，我们就数算许多神的恩典。
Every year during Thanksgiving, we count the blessings of God.
想想看，一年要数算神的恩典都数算不完，请问要乘90，这是一个多大的一个冠冕。
If we feel it's very difficult for us to count all the blessings in 1 year, then we can imagine if Pastor Wang was to count all his blessings for the past 90 years.
所以我们非常相信年龄越大，他恩典的冠冕就越大，对不对？
So we feel that as we grow older, our crown of grace will become bigger.
今天有很多人坐在后面，你看不到我们的寿星，所以我要特别请王牧师站起来，让我们今天有一点时间特别恭贺他生日快乐。
We will ask Reverend Wang to stand up so that those of you at the back can have a glimpse.
王牧师，请你站起来，
翻过头。
我们知道王牧师讲道很喜欢讲七点。
We know that Reverend Wang, when he preaches, like to enumerate 7 points.
所以有的时候给他40分钟讲道，讲到35分钟，只讲到2点，大家就急得不得了。
So even though we know the sermon time is about 40 minutes, when it's 35 minutes have passed and we know he's still on the second point, then we will be a little bit anxious.
有的时候我在说，我每一次讲道喜欢讲2点。
I've mentioned before, I like to preach on only 2 points.
因为他有七个孩子，所以他讲到7点。我有两个孩子，我讲到2点。
Because Reverend Wang has 7 children, so he preaches on 7 points. I only have 2 sons, so I only have 2 points.
他们几个孩子从世界各地都赶来参加他们父亲的这个90大寿。
Many of his children are here. They come to celebrate his birthday.
他们的孙辈也来，好不好？请他们家里面的人，王家的人都站起来，亲戚都站起来。
Can we ask their family and their relatives to stand up?
Could you turn face to the congregation, please? 谢谢。我们要请严长老到前面来，我们特别教会预备了一个礼物要送给王牧师。
We will ask Elder Yan to come forth. The church has prepared a special gift that Elder Yan will give to Reverend Wang.
这里面是一个圣经经文的牌子。
It is a plaque with scriptural verse.
是诗篇23篇。
It is the 23rd Psalm.
我记得王牧师曾经用诗篇23篇讲一篇非常感动我的道。
I remember Pastor Wang's preaching from Psalm 23, a very moving sermon. He said it is a very important psalm because it's between Psalm 22 and 24. I thought to myself, everyone knows that. But he said the importance is from its meaning. So we have chosen this psalm specially for him. ask Elder Yan to represent us to give the gift to Reverend Wang. Pastor Wang has written out in calligraphy
Psalm 23. Happy birthday, 好不好?
Let's stand and sing happy birthday for him.
预备,来! Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to Wang Mushi. Happy birthday to you. 我们把赞美归给主。 请坐。
Please be seated.
希望下一次的庆祝90岁是我的。
Maybe next time you celebrate my 90th birthday.
请我们低头祷告。
Let us bow and pray.
天父，我们感谢你传福音报喜信，他的脚中何等佳美。
Heavenly Father, we thank you because how beautiful are the feet that spreads the good news.
主啊，我们看见你的仆人在我们中间成为榜样，成为我们的吉利。Lord,
as we witness your own servant before us, his living example and testimony is one for us to enumerate.
你的仆人的脚中从中国到南洋。 从南洋到澳洲，从澳洲到美国，我们看见主你让他所经过的路径都滴下脂油。Lord,
you have brought his footsteps from China to Southeast Asia to Australia to the United States, and everywhere he goes, he brings your blessing.
你的仆人再过几天就是他90岁的生日。Your
servant will pass his 90th birthday in a few days.
主啊，90年岁月的恩典是。
Lord, the blessings and mercy you have heaped upon him for the past 90 years is great.
主啊，我求你，我们同心的求你，让他有恩上加恩的恩典。Lord,
with united heart, we pray that you will heap grace upon grace unto him.
求主让他力上加力，so
that his strength will be renewed.
我们更求你让他荣上加荣。
So that indeed he can add glory to glory.
把王师母交在主你手中。
You place Reverend Wang and Mrs. Wang into your own hands.
把他们分散在世界各地7个孩子交在主你手中。
We place their 7 children into your hands.
把他们的孙辈都仰望在主你手中。
We place the grandchildren also into your care.
让这个家成为中国教会的祝福。
So that their family will become a blessing to the Chinese church.
让这个家成为神的国度的见证。
So that their family will be a testimony in the kingdom of God.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer, Lord.
把以下的时间也继续地交在主你手中。
And we give the following time into you as you as well.
为着这个月，也让我们能够集中我们的注意在拆船施工上。我们感谢你。
We thank you that we can emphasize this month on the work of missions.
安静我们的心，让我们听见你自己的话。Quiet
our hearts so that we can hear your own words.
奉主耶稣基督的名。In
Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
今天是我们今年拆船月的最后一个主日。This
Sunday is the last Sunday for our mission month.
每一年当我们在到拆船月的时候，我在主面前有4个祷告。
Every year during Mission Month, I have 4 prayers before God.
我求主把这4样东西赏赐给我们。I
ask God to give us these 4 things.
换句话说，这4样东西成为每一年我们有拆船年会的目标。In
other words, these 4 things becomes the goal for our Mission Month.
第一，我们求主给我们圣经的教导。First,
I ask for God to give us biblical teachings.
拆船不是一个节目。 拆船不是一个花样。
The work of mission is not just a program.
拆船，我们清楚地看见有圣经的根据。
It is based on scripture.
除了圣经的教导以外，
Other than scriptural teachings,
我们盼望在拆船年会的时候有意向的挑战。
I pray for a challenge of vision.
如果我们经过了一个月的拆船的聚会，
If after a whole month of meetings emphasizing mission,
我们的心田还是跟没有参加这聚会一样的平静。
Our hearts are still the same.
我们 这一个拆船年会就没有成功。
Then we will say we are not successful.
求主让我们在这一个月的时间里面看见我们过去所没有看见神摆在我们外面的前面的意象。
We ask the Lord that during this month He will let us see things we haven't seen before and that becomes our vision.
圣经的教导，意象的挑战。
The scriptural teachings and the challenge of vision.
第三，我们盼望在拆船年会里面听到一些见证的分享。
I also pray that during the mission month we can hear testimonies.
我们感谢主，我们听见台北的见证。
We have heard testimony from Northern Thailand.
上个礼拜我们听见一个国家是我从来没有听过的一个国家，叫 Burkina Faso. 这是一位要到那边去做宣教士的一对夫妇在我们中间做见证的分享。
Last week I learned of a country that I've never heard of before, and I learned about it only because missionaries were here to share with us.
这个礼拜二后天晚上我们的宣教士的儿子陈永杰弟兄要在我们中间分享。
This coming Tuesday, Jeffrey Chan will be sharing in the prayer meeting about the work of his parents.
我们听见这些见证，我们心里面受极大的感动。
And our hearts are indeed moved when we hear these testimonies.
除了这三件事情以外，我个人有一个非常迫切的一个祷告。
But other than these three, I have also a very urgent prayer.
如果没有拆船年会的第四点，我们的拆船年会也没有成功。
If we do not have the fourth thing, then we are not successful.
这第四点就是行动的参与。
And that is participation by action.
事实上，每一次我们来到神的面前，
Every time when we come before God,
单单听到不能满足主的心。
If we only hear His words, that is not enough.
主每一次向我们发出声音，一定有他的目的。
Every time when God speaks to us, He has His will.
有人说，为什么我们常常没有听到神的声音呢？
Some have complained, why is it that I never hear God's word?
有很多人说，为什么我不知道神的旨意呢？
Why is it I do not know His will?
我知道在我们中间做父亲母亲的就知道。
I think those who are parents will understand.
我们对我们的儿女不是没有旨意，不是没有盼望，不是没有计划。
Of course, we have our plans and our hopes for our children.
但是
But,
当我们知道我们的儿子我们的女儿就是我说出来他都不听的时候我就不会去说了。
When we realize that even when we share our hopes and plans, our children will not listen, then we will not say it.
不是我们不知道神的旨意。
It's not that we do not know His will.
因为神知道我们还没有预备好顺服他的旨意。
It is because He knew that we are not ready to submit to His will.
所以他有许多的旨意没有向我们显明。
That is why He did not show us many of His will.
我求主在这一个月的时间里面，
I ask the Lord in this month,
主给我们这些话语，
that the Lord has given us His word,
让我们有行动的参与。
So that you can participate.
我们都知道王牧师在这个拆船的施工上有一个很出名的对联。
We know that Pastor Wang have had some famous sayings with regards to the work of mission.
人去前去祷告去口传笔传生活传。
Too much.
好，一个一个来哈。我希望这个呢，每一个我们教会的弟兄姊妹应该都会背的啊。第一个是人去前去。祷告去
the sending of people, prayer, and money.
好吧，跟我一起念一遍。Every one of us, okay, including English speaking. 人去，
人去，
钱去，
钱去，
祷告去，
祷告去。
好，第二句是什么呢？第二句说用口传、笔传、生活传。
To preach by our mouths, pens.And our lives.
今天有很多人告诉我说，现在的电影啊，要看就要看动作片。
Some have commented to me that if you're going to see a movie today, you might as well see an action film.
现在带手帕去看电影，现在有一点自我虐待。
It's so silly to bring a handkerchief with you to go see a movie.
所以我去看 Joy Luck Club 的时候，他们说你有没有带手巾去
？So when others knew I went to see Joy Luck Club, they asked, "Did you bring a handkerchief?"
我觉得何必去花钱然后到那边去 虐待自己呢
Indeed, I feel what wisdom is there to spend money to make yourself feel bad.
很多人很喜欢看动作片
So many people prefer action films.
打打打两个钟头打完了看得很过瘾
2 hours of non-stop action.
你看王牧师的对联都是动作
So you see Pastor Wang's sayings are all action oriented.
整个拆船绝不是口号
Indeed, our mission work is not a slogan.
整个拆船绝不是理论。
It's not theory.
拆船是需要用行动来配合的。
We need to have action.
今年我们拆船年会的主题是迈向二千年。
The theme for our mission conference this year is towards the year 2000.
今天早上的题目是金钱与迈向二千。
The topic for today is actually the role of money in marching towards 2000.
听说以前有一个女士，她开了一个车在高速公路上抛锚。
I hear of this story about this lady whose car broke down on the highway.
那么有一个好心人看到就停下来帮助她把车子修好。
A good Samaritan passed by, had pity on her, stopped and fixed up her car.
那么修好了以后，这个太太，这个女士呢，就很感慨，就说了一句话。
So the lady felt very appreciative and said,
她就对这个年轻人说，我真不知道要怎么来谢谢你。
Young man, I do not know how to express my thanks.
这个年轻人对着这个太太说。
The young man said,
他说太太。
Lady.
他说自从人类发明了钞票以后。
Since men have discovered the use of money,
只有一种方法表示谢谢。
There's only one way to express your thanks.
我想我们都懂这句话的意思。
I think you know, understand what he is looking for.
两个礼拜以前，戴牧师在这里给我们做见证。
Two weeks ago, Reverend Taylor was among us.
他说过去四十多年来，
said in the past 40 years,
中国大陆信徒数目的增加，
the growth of Christians in China,
有一半以上是因为听福音广播而信主。
More than half of them came to the Lord through gospel broadcast.
当我在台上跟他翻译的时候，
when I was translating for him,
我心里面有个很深很深的感触。
I have this deep feeling in my heart.
因为我想到在将近二十五年以前，
because I think back 25 years ago,
我们教会所支持的远东广播公司，
we start to support the work of Far East Broadcast Company.
那么这个 FEBC 呢，有一次就写了一封信给我，
and this organization wrote me once.
他说我们现在决定要把明年下一个年度的这个广播的节目要把它减少广播的时间。
We need to cut back on the amount of broadcast time next year.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为我们要去广播的时候是用钱买时间去广播的。
Because in order for us to broadcast, we need to buy airtime.
但现在因为我们钱不够，经济不足，所以我们只好切掉这个广播的时间。
Because we do not have enough finances, we have to cut back on the amount of
broadcast. 我记得我收到这封信的时候，我心里面非常非常的难过。
When I received that letter, I felt so sorrowful.
因为这个金钱奉献的不足而减少了他传福音广播的时间。
Because of a decline in the offering, they have to cut back on the amount of broadcast.
当然，这个广播时间的减少也就减少了得救的人数。
So then the direct consequence will be a smaller number of people will come to the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，钱是一个很现实的东西。
Money is a very practical thing.
它可以充实生活的内容。
Yes, it can fulfill your life.
它可以提高生活的水平。
It can raise your living standards.
但是不要忘记了，钱也可以使福音早早地传到地极。
But let us not forget that the use of money wisely can also spread the gospel to the ends of the world.
所以金钱和传福音，金钱和迈向两千年有直接的关系。
So there is a direct relation between money and mission, money and marching towards 2000.
明年我们拆船的目标是十一万。
Our goal for next year is 110,000.
我们在主面前接受这样的一个信心的挑战。
We receive this challenge in faith.
是的，现在经济不景。
Yes, we are still in a recession.
是的，今天在教会里面有一些弟兄姊妹工作有许多的难处和问题。
Yes, there are many in the church who may still face challenge in their job security.
但是我们在神的面前还是这样向神献上这样的祷告。
But we pray this prayer before God.
感谢主，在过去两个礼拜我们已经收到有五万块钱信心的任现。
We thank the Lord in the past two weeks we've already collected more than 50,000 faith pledge.
我知道很多弟兄姊妹还在祷告，还在等候。
I know some of you are still praying and waiting before the Lord.
我个人的盼望是什么？
What is my personal hope?
我盼望今年的拆船的任现。
My personal hope for this year's faith pledge.
参加的单位能够增加。
Is that the number of units that are participating will increase.
我希望每一个弟兄姊妹都有机会参与这样一个传福音的事工。
Indeed, it is my wish that all of us will participate.
你说我是个学生，我没有这个能力。
You may say, I'm just a student, I do not have the financial
capability. 你说我退休了，我没有什么固定的收入。
You say, I'm retired, and I do not have a steady income.
但是弟兄姊妹，这是信心的操练，信心的任现。
This is a work of faith, faith pledge.
当我跟师母两个人为这个事情讨论的时候，
When I discussed this with Mrs. Lee,
我们知道我们经济有压力。
We know we will have financial pressures.
我们知道我们经济有难处。
We know we will face difficulties.
但是我们要学习信心的功课。
But we want to learn this lesson of faith.
我们也求主让我们做牧师、做师母的能够摆上一个榜样。
And we want to be an example as pastor and wife.
所以我们就学习能够摆上比去年更多。
So we learn to pledge more than last year.
能够让传福音的工作不受影响。
So that the work of the gospel will not be influenced.
今天我们所读的这段经文。
The scriptures that we read today.
好不好，请各位再翻到哥林多后书第八章。
Was from 2 Corinthians chapter 8.
哥林多后书第八章和第九章这两章圣经。
The 8th and 9th chapter of the second book to the Corinthians.
是在新约圣经里面关于金钱的奉献最深入也是最完整的一段的经文。
Gives us the most clear teaching towards giving of money in the New Testament.
稍微跟大家分享一下，介绍一下当时的背景。
Perhaps I can paint a little bit of the background for you.
当时耶路撒冷在当时的第一世纪的时代遇到了一次大的饥荒。
During the first century, the city of Jerusalem faced a tremendous famine.
所以在耶路撒冷的教会的信徒就遇到一段非常贫困的时候。
So the believers in the church of Jerusalem were faced with very difficult living conditions.
那个时候保罗就在小亚细亚，也在希腊半岛就发起一股的运动。
And Paul, during his work in Asia Minor, started this movement.
要那些地方的所谓外邦人的教会能够发挥爱的精神，能够拿出爱的行动来。
He wanted these churches that are Gentile in nature to practice the act of love.
他在这里特别勉励提醒哥林多的教会，说希望你们也一样能够加入这样的一个运动。
So he encouraged the church in Corinth to participate.
所以他用马其顿教会，马其顿就在希腊半岛的这个北半部。
So he used the church in Macedonia, which is located in the modern day of Greece.
马其顿的教会呢，是腓立比教会、帖撒罗尼迦教会、比利亚这几个地方的教会。
It will be the churches of Philippi, Thessalonica, and Berea.
保罗用马其顿教会的榜样来激励哥林多的教会。
And Paul then spoke of the example of these Macedonian churches to encourage the church in Corinth.
让他们一同在这样的一个爱的行动上能够参与在一起。
So that they can all participate in this act of love.
那么在这段圣经里面，我们看到保罗提到金钱的奉献是什么呢？
And what did Paul say about the giving of money?
保罗在这里非常清楚地提到一件事情，金钱的奉献不是律法，而是恩典。
Very clearly, Paul said here that the giving of money is not law,
but grace.
那么律法、恩典这两个词呢，是保罗惯用、喜欢用的两个词句。
These two concepts and words are very often used in Paul's writings.
在保罗的观念里面、思想里面，什么叫做律法？
What is law in the thinking of Paul?
就是一个信仰里面的义务，或者是一个宗教的一些条规。
It is an obligation, it is religious rules.
什么叫恩典呢？
But what is grace?
恩典是信仰里面的权利，也是一种生命的享受。
It is a privilege in our faith and is something that we can enjoy.
许多人都知道，我跟师母结婚之前，我们有8年的爱情长跑。
Many of you know that before we were married, Mrs. Lee and I dated for 8 long years.
假设那八年，我是假设一个情况，让大家了解什么叫律法，什么叫恩典。
Allow me to make an analogy so that we can understand the difference between law and grace.
我的准岳父准岳母呢，看看我还蛮喜欢的，觉得这个人还不错。
Let's say my future in-laws looked at me and thought this was a nice young man.
但是他们很保守。
But they are conservative.
有一天就把我叫到他们旁边。
So one day they call me before them.
我知道你对我的女儿有意思。
I know you are serious about my daughter.
但是你们现在还没有结婚。
But you are not married yet.
所以我们要约法三章。
So we have to establish these rules with you.
你每一个礼拜只可以见我的女儿一次。
You can see my daughter once a week.
那么一次只能够一小时。
Only for 1 hour.
你答不答应？
Will you agree to such a rule?
那比没有好，对不对？
Better than nothing.
所以我就答应了。
It's better than nothing, so I agree.
这叫什么呢？这叫律法。
This is law.
那么因为叫律法呢，就不知不觉常常会犯法，所以常常不止一个礼拜见一个钟头。
Because it is law, then very often you will have transgressions, so we would meet each other for longer than 1 hour.
终于有一天呢，我实在耐不住了。
And one day I cannot stand it anymore.
就鼓足了勇气就跑去找他们。
So with a burst of courage, I went to see them.
请他们结束这个漏规。
I asked them to discontinue this rule.
他们答应。
They agreed.
我说很好，把女儿嫁给你。
Say, you can marry her.
当我们结婚了以后。
After we're married.
她不是一个礼拜只属于我一个钟头。
She doesn't belong to me only 1 hour a week.
当我的准岳父母告诉我说我可以得着她女儿的时候。
When my in-laws told me that I can marry their daughter.
从此以后24小时她属于我的。
Now she is with me 24 hours a day.
这个叫什么呢？这叫恩典。
This is grace.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我们在神的面前可以享受他给我们的恩典，但是我们却常常活在律法的里面。
Very often we can enjoy a status of grace before God, but we treat it as law.
弟兄姊妹，金钱的奉献不是教会的一个律法，而是神给我们的一个恩典。
The giving of money in the church today is not a law, but a grace.
非常有意思，刚才我们读过的十五节圣经里面，虽然我们知道是讲金钱的奉献，但是钱这个字呢，一次都没有出现过。
It's very amazing in these 15 verses, even though we know clearly what Paul is referring to, the word money is never mentioned.
但是恩典的恩却出现四次。
But the word grace appeared 4 times.
如果各位看中文圣经的话，第一节有一个恩字。
In verse 1, we see grace.
第二节，乐捐的厚恩又有一个恩字。
And in verse 2, in the Chinese version, welled up in rich generosity also has the meaning of grace.
第四节，准他们在这供给圣徒的恩情上有份，又有一个恩字。
In verse 4, again in the Chinese version, for the privilege of sharing, that is also a grace.
第九节，你们知道我们主耶稣基督的恩典。是第四次。
And then in verse 9, we see again the grace of our Lord Jesus.
那么请注意第六节和第七节，中文说慈惠的事，在英文是用两个 grace 来代表。
And in verse 6 and verse 7, we also see the word grace in English.
所以我们在这里看见保罗一直把我们的注意放在恩典的上面。
So the emphasis of Paul is upon grace.
奉献不是条规，不是律法，奉献乃是一种享受，是一种恩典。
Offering is not a command, it's not law, but a grace for us to enjoy.
但是讲到奉献和恩典的关系的时候呢，
We talk about offering and grace.
我们常常说奉献是一种报恩的行为。
We say that offering is a way for us to repay God's grace.
因为神给我们太多，所以我们就接受这一点点的奉献，代表我们感恩的心。
Because he has given us so much,We bring back a portion to repay him.
我记得我们结婚25周年的时候。
I remember during our 25th wedding anniversary.
我说很难得有这个25周年，所以我很想买一个像样一点的礼物送给师母。
I thought to myself, it's very rare that we have 25 years of marriage, so I want a gift that is, suitable for the occasion.
但是送礼呢，我是很没有构想，很没有 idea 的。
But I am a person who do not know how to give gifts.
但是很稀奇，我们家有一个非常有构想的一个成员，就是我们的老二。
But my second son knows how to give gifts very well.
所以我就去请教他。
So I went to learn from him.
我说 ，Chris， 我要送一个礼物给我的给你妈。
So I said, Chris, I want to give a gift to your mother.
哎呀，他很兴奋。
He started to get excited.
所以我们就约了有一天下午一起到 Burlington Mall.
So we said, let's go to Burlington Mall this afternoon.
那么我们就到了 Burlington Mall， 我们停了车要进去的时候
，After we parked as we are about to enter the mall，
后来 Chris 就问我一个问题
，My son asked me this question，
他说：“爸爸，你要买多少钱的礼物
？”Dad， how much money are you willing to spend？
我最怕他问这个问题
，I was afraid of that。
但是这个问题他还是出了
，But he asked。
后来我很勉强地告诉他，我说100块。
So gritting my teeth, I said $100.
你知道他说什么吗？
You know what his response?
他看看我。
He looked at me.
他说爸爸。
Said Dad.
25年只值100块啊。
You're only willing to spend $100 for 25 years?
我永远不会忘记他那个很失望，也有一点点看不起我的那种神情。
I remember his facial expression seems like disappointment as well as a little bit looking down.
但是对我来讲非常非常深刻的印象。
It left a very deep impression on
me. 没有错，数目代表你心里面的感受。
Yes, the number actually will represent what's in your heart.
当我们在神的面前摆上的一点，不管物质上的也好，钱财上的也好，时间上的也好，生命上的也好，都代表我们对接受奉献的对象的一个评价。
When we give something to God, whether it be money, time, or other things, it represents our feeling towards God.
弟兄姊妹，我们会奉献，代表我们知道怎么样感觉神的恩典。
Our ability to give represents that we can express our thanks to God.
弟兄姊妹，我们都了解刚才我所说的。
You all understand what I'm saying.
我们知道我们奉献是一种感恩的一种反应。
We know that the act of offering is a reflection of our thanksgiving.
但是，弟兄姊妹，当我们看刚才所读的《哥林多后书》第八章的时候
，But when we read the eighth chapter of Second Corinthians,
保罗完全没有提到这一方面的教训。
Paul did not talk about this.
是的，他提到恩典。
He talked about grace.
但是他不是提到说奉献是对恩典的反应。
But he didn't say that offering then is a response.
因为保罗在这个地方提醒我们那个奉献更高一层的意思。
Because he's taking us to a deeper level of the meaning of offering.
当然，当我们讲到奉献是对恩典的回应，我们都知道，都了解。
Yes, we all understand and realize that offering is an act of repaying.
保罗在这里告诉我们什么？
But what is Paul emphasizing?
保罗在这里乃是告诉我们说，我们今天会奉献、能奉献、可以奉献，本身是神的恩典。
He is trying to show us that very act that we could participate in offering is a grace from God.
今天我们可以把我们一点的感恩、一点的物质、一点的心意献在神的面前，是神给我们无限的机会和恩典。
It is God's grace that we can indeed come before Him and give Him a portion of what He gave us.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们知道奉献是恩典的时候
，So when we truly understand that offering is grace,
在教会的里面，奉献多的人就不会骄傲。
And those who offer more will not be proud.
今天我们在教会里面看见。
Sometimes in the church today we see.
时间摆得多的人。
Those who put more time and effort in the church.
金钱摆得多的人。
Those who offer more money.
他就觉得比别人高一等。
Will have a tendency to feel that they are better.
弟兄姊妹，奉献是恩典。
But offering is a grace.
没有可夸的。
It's nothing for us to be boastful.
如果我们真的看见这一点。
If we truly see this,
教会还要大大的蒙恩。
Then the church will be greatly blessed.
奉献不是宗教的仪式，奉献乃是一个属灵的侍奉。
The act of offering is not a religious ritual, but actually a spiritual service to God.
保罗在这里一而再、再而三提到奉献是一种侍奉。
So Paul mentioned again and again that the act of offering is also service.
很多人以为说到礼拜堂来奉献只不过是一个节目里的一部分，也宗教仪式的一部分。
Many people feel that offering is just a part of the worship service and part of the ritual.
十多年前有一个第一次接触基督教到教会里面来，在我们教会聚会。
Over 10 years ago, a person came to the church his first time in a church setting.
那个时候在乌本旧堂。
We were still in Woburn.
他坐在那里很好奇。
This person was very interested in what's going on.
因为他从来没有参加过基督教的活动。
Never been in a Christian setting.
突然有一段时间，他看见大家在传袋子，传一个袋子。
And then he saw these people passing the offering bag.
他就非常非常注意到底他们在干什么。
So he was trying to see what was going on.
就发现每一个人都把手放进去。
He discovered that people were putting their hands into the bag.
后来等到那袋子到他面前的时候
，So when the bag reached him,
他也把钱手放进去。
He put his hand in.
那么他在放进去以后，就在里面捞了一把抓出来。
And he took out what's in the bag and he put it up.
他一看，哦，
是钱，又赶快放回去。
He saw it was money, so he put it back.
哦，他原来是钞票。
So, oh, it's money.
后来他就很不好意思，因为旁边的人都看到他。
He was very embarrassed because others saw him.
散会的时候，他在门口一直跟我道歉。
So after the worship, he was apologizing to me.
哎呀，我印象非常深。他说：“李牧师，我实在不懂得你们的规矩，不懂得你们的规矩。”
He said, "Pastor Lee, I really do not understand your rules."
当时我就告诉他。
So I told him,
这不是规矩，这不是仪式，这是基督徒侍奉神的一个机会。
This is not a ritual or a rule. This is actually an opportunity for us to serve God.
在第四节，英文怎么翻译呢 ？The privilege of grace. 这一个奉献乃是神给我们的一个特权。
In verse 4, the English version says they pleaded with us for the privilege of sharing.
当我们想到侍奉的时候。
When we think about service,
保罗也提醒我们，跟爱必然有关系。
Paul reminds us it has to be linked with love.
弟兄姊妹，如果今天我们奉献一点金钱，
if today we offer some money,
我们如果没有一些爱的过滤、爱的参与，弟兄姊妹，原谅我说，我们宁愿不要奉献。
If the offering is not accompanied by love, then perhaps we should refrain from participating.
第八节，保罗说，我是要用别人的热心来看你们那个爱心的实在。
Verse 8, Paul says, I'm not commanding you, but I want to test the sincerity of your love by comparing it with the earnestness of others.
当我们想到奉献和爱的时候，
when we think about offering and love,
我们要问我们爱谁呢？
We have to examine our love for God.
我们到底要爱谁呢？
Who do we love?
我们记得彼得曾经三次被耶稣问说你爱我吗？
Perhaps we remember Simon Peter was asked three times by our Lord Jesus, do you love me?
当彼得回答说我爱你。
And when Peter says, yes, Lord, you know that I love you.
耶稣马上说你喂养我的羊，你牧养我的小羊，你喂养我的羊。
And the Lord Jesus replied by saying, feed my lamb, feed my sheep.
喂羊是侍奉。
To feed the lambs and the sheep is an act of service.
侍奉跟爱不能脱节。
But we need love in order to serve.
但是请注意，耶稣不是问他说，你爱我的这些小羊吗？
You remember the Lord Jesus did not say, do you love these sheep?
这对我们来讲，这是很合逻辑的事情。
To us, perhaps this is more logical.
我非常爱台北的人。
I love the people in northern Thailand.
所以我就奉献一笔钱给台北的福音工作。
So I offer this money for the work in northern Thailand.
我非常爱我的同胞骨肉在中国大陆。
I love my kinsmen in China.
所以我就奉献一笔钱给 FEBC， 让他传福音给我的同胞。
So I'll make a special offering to FEBC so they can broadcast the gospel to China.
这是合理的，不是吗？
This is logical, is it not?
但是圣经上不是这样讲。
But the scriptures do not teach this.
圣经上不是说你要爱台北的人，所以你的奉献才有意义。
The scriptures do not teach that you have to love the people in northern Thailand, then your offering will have.
耶稣问我们这些奉献的人。
Jesus asked those of us who offer money.
你爱我吗？
Do you love me?
你爱主吗？
Do you love the Lord?
你爱主，你就奉献给台北人。
If you love the Lord, then you can make an offering to the people in northern Thailand.
所以侍奉和爱主是不可以分开的。
So we cannot separate service with love.
爱主是侍奉的动机。
To love the Lord is the motivation for our service.
爱主也是金钱奉献的动机。
And to love the Lord becomes the motivation for us to give our money.
我们常常在奉献的时候唱将心给我。
Very often we sing the hymn, Give me thy heart, when we give, when we collect the offering. What does that mean?
就是说当我们奉献的时候不要忘记我们是为了爱主而做的事情。
It is to remind us that when we participate in offering, we love the Lord.
所以金钱的奉献是不可以用强迫的。
So therefore, we do not compel anybody to give.
因为时间的关系我不能再多讲。
Because of time limitation, I have to go on.
但是让我们在神的面前记得，奉献，金钱的奉献是一种侍奉，是一种恩典。
But let me re-emphasize, for us to offer is an act of service to God.
第八章第十节，保罗说，我把我的意见告诉你们，是与你们有益的。
In verse 10, Paul says, here is my advice about what is best for you.
今天我在这里跟弟兄姊妹分享我心里面的负担，我有一个很强的信念，是与我们弟兄姊妹有益处的。
Today, as I share this message with you, I have this strong feeling that what I say is best for us.
刚才讲到我老二，我再想到一件我老二的事情就做结束。
I have mentioned my second son, and another event just came into my mind.
也不是 just came into my mind， 其实我准备下来哈，因为每一次我跟我的儿子一起出去吃饭。
Every time when I have an opportunity, I go out and have a meal with my son.
最后付钞票的时候。
When we have the bill,
我很怕他在我旁边。
I'm always concerned about his presence next to me.
因为他一定要看我到底给多少小费。
He always looks over my shoulder to see how much tips I'm leaving.
你知道吃的少就无所谓。
You know, if you eat a small meal, that doesn't matter much.
人少也无所谓。
If there's a small number of people in the meal, then it doesn't matter much.
如果那天吃的很多，人也很多，哇，那个小费按比例算起来就很惊人。
But if there were a lot of people in that meal, or we ate expensive items, then the amount of tip proportionally became a large sum.
每一次他在旁边看我，一定要到 15% 以上，他才满意。
Every time he looks over my shoulder and makes sure that I give at least 15%.
所以他说，每一次出去吃饭，你一定要记得给15%的小费。
So he reminds me every time that I should give at least 15%.
我这两天在准备这个信息的时候，想到这件事情。
As I was preparing this message, I was reminded of this.
我就在想，为什么他会那么大方？
And I thought to myself, why is he so generous?
为什么 generosity? 你看这个乐捐的厚恩在英文就是 generosity. 为什么他会那么 generous, 那么大方？
Why is he so generous?
我想到两个原因。
I thought of perhaps two reasons.
第一，因为他是一个过来人，他做过这个事情。
First, perhaps it's because he's been a waiter.
因为他做过 waiter, 做过这个在饭馆里面做事。
He has indeed been a waiter in a restaurant before.
他知道拿到小费的快乐。
He knows the joy of receiving a generous tip.
他知道那些很小气的客人给他带来的伤害和痛苦。
And he knew those people who were stingy about tips will indeed hurt those who serve them.
最糟的，有的人不给，不是不给小费，而是给一毛钱小费，那最恐怖。
The worst is not those who did not leave any tips, but perhaps leave an insulting amount.
所以他知道，所以他晓得这些 waiter 很辛苦。
He knows how hard the waiters work.
当我们知道真正需要的时候，我们里面的心就会更大。
When we truly understand the need, then perhaps we become more generous.
第二，为什么他会那么大方呢？
The second reason I can think of,
因为钱是爸爸的。
The money is dad's.
但是弟兄姊妹不要笑，虽然钱是爸爸的，但是爸爸是他的，你懂我的意思吗？
But you have to understand, even though the money is dad's, dad is his.
这一句话，当我在准备的时候，我知道会引起你们的笑，但是我希望引起你们的想。
I know when I mention this, you would smile and laugh, but perhaps more so I want you to think.
他很大方，因为他知道这个钱是爸爸的，不是他的。
He's very generous because he knows this money that's to be given is not his, but his father's.
今天奉献的难处在哪里？
What is the difficulty for us to give today?
就是觉得这是我的。
Because we feel this is ours.
这是我的。
This is mine.
弟兄姊妹，奉献不是给神，奉献是还给神。
Offering is not to give something to God, but to give back to God.
今天我们真是把很多上帝给我们的恩典，把它看成据为己有。
Today, very often we view the grace that God has given us as something that rightfully belongs to us.
我们没有时间再继续讲下去。
I'm running out of time.
但是求主帮助我们。
But may the Lord help us.
让我们了解起码一点点，今天早上奉献金钱真正的意义是什么？
So that we can at least understand a little bit the meaning of giving.
今天早上我们还有一个特别的奉献。
We will also be taking a special offering today.
那么我们请招待预备，我们主要是在每一年这个时候有一个感恩的奉献。
Every year during Thanksgiving, we collect a special Thanksgiving offering.
如果弟兄姊妹注意我们教会的常费的话，
If you've been paying attention to the situation of the offering in the church,
我们的 general fund 在过去几个月有非常大的这一个短缺。
then you would notice that in our general fund, we've been running a deficit for the past few months.
所以传道同工跟执事长老，我们就决定在今年感恩节的感恩奉献了。
So after deliberation, the pastoral staff, along with the consent of the board of deacons and elders, have decided that for this year's Thanksgiving offering,
把今年的感恩节奉献分成两部分。
We will make it into two parts.
第一部分呢，是为着明年支持本教会的神学生。
Half of the offering collected today will be to support the seminarians for next year.
另外一半呢，我们希望能够补足我们过去常费的不足。
The other half will then go to pay off the deficit. Let us be reminded of the sermon today.
我们一同准备我们的心，不只是奉献金钱，也奉献我们的心在主的面前。
So let us prepare ourselves to give of our money and our hearts.
我们唱408首。
So let us sing 408.